You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had a pretty good weekend. I did a lot of trails this weekend. I probably did between Friday, Saturday, Sunday, probably 15 to 16 miles of some trails, and that was great. Had I started to send you a picture on Saturday. Went to an early bird, like 4:30 dinner, sat at the bar, and ordered some meatloaf, and they brought it out. It was meatloaf, and then on top of the mashed potatoes, they had a big, giant onion ring.
Oh, nice. Why not?
Yeah. I'm like, that's an interesting combo.
You're looking at that, and you're wondering if that was there on purpose, or somebody dropped it on the way out or something.
Somebody made a horrible mistake, right. And they drizzled it with whatever little sauce thing they had, like a barbecue sauce type thing, over the meatloaf, also drizzled over the onion ring.
So, man, they should name that restaurant Drizzle.
I'm wondering if that would be the highlight of my weekend. I'll have to think about it. And then watch some show that I don't know if you'd be interested in seeing or not. Kind of got mini hooked on a show on Apple TV. Do you still have Apple TV?
I do still have that. I do, yeah.
It's an Idris Elba show called Hijack, and that's what it's about. And he's on a plane, and there's some bad guys who hijack the plane.
Whoa.
And, you know, it's tension-filled. But really, you have to suspend disbelief because there's so much that's so stupid about it. That you're like, okay, I'm just going to try to enjoy this for the entertainment value and not point out all of the glaring problems that I... So I guess that's going to be my new show for a few days is Hijack.
It's all right. I'll check that out.
Apple TV. But I'll say the trails and the onion ring were the highlight. What about
solid.
You? What happened this weekend?
Well, I do want to thank everybody that came out to a couple big events this weekend. We had a little meet and greet happy hour at Grange Hall in Lakewood for a couple hours. Or check
I
that.
Heard
Greenwood
that was
Village.
Lovely.
Greenwood Village. And it was lovely. Incredible food. Some really, really nice listeners. We had some live music, got some good pictures, so that's fun. And then I had a Clark's Market remote in Lowry, and I just had the time of my life at that remote because I showed up and they gave me a stack of gift cards, and they're mm-hmm. like, do whatever you want with these. And they were from $25 to $500
what?
Gift cards. Yeah, so I was able to walk around the store, introduce myself, say who, and you know, majority of people were like, oh my God, Jer, and just hand them a gift card and say, do some shopping on us today. And it was just a special feeling doing that. And I get now a little bit more why the YouTubers do this kind of stuff where they just randomly walk up to people and hand them, you know, cash or a car or whatever they do. Mm-hmm. It just was a really good feeling to do that. So I had a lot of fun doing that this weekend. For some reason, we got roped into taking care of the front entry monument now that comes into our neighborhood via the HOA. The duties on that have now kind of been pawned off onto me and Sweet Knickknack to take care of that, I guess.
That's what you get for being an HOA Nazi.
That's
man.
What I
you
get for
to
expressing too much interest in what they have planting up there. And Jer's yard always looks
interest.
So good. You
is
know?
That how you're is that how you're spending it? You're expressing interest?
I did because I was like, well, you know, some things need to be improved up there. Some rocks need to be here, some different
yeah,
plants
you
here.
About it.
I yes, and they're like, Jer, okay. Why don't you take it over?
Yeah. Expressing interest. What you did is you bitched about it, and they're like, well, you don't like it, do it yourself.
So yesterday I was backing up a vehicle and unloading rock into the monument area, and we're getting ready to order some new mulch and plant some new
You're
things.
You're big on the rock stuff, aren't
I
you?
I do like the rock, especially mm-hmm. in something, you know, where they come by and blow it out, you know, it fall with the leaves. I was like, mm-hmm. we need something heavy, you know, this is a landscaping pro tip, because the blowers are going to come by to blow the leaves out. We got to put
and
more
you
rock
just
in.
Charge back all the HOA on all this. How much did it cost?
Dude, well, I don't want to get into that, but I will say that the HOA president did hand me the HOA credit card.
So what'd you get for yourself?
I know. He's like, don't go on any spending sprees. I'm like, how much is in this account?
You can tell us. I mean, we're all curious.
No, it's not bad too far. Opening, let's say the opening first portion of this is going to be about $500 to kind of get some stuff done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
It's within the budget. To get all this
So it'll
done.
Probably be in a, end up being $1,000 to $1,500.
Probably.
Just to,
yeah,
just
probably.
To beautify the entrance to
just
your
to
suburban neighborhood.
That's right. Yeah, it's a nice little entrance. So we got to keep it looking nice. It's the first thing people see when they drive in. So anyway, I did that. And then highlight tri-tip last night. I made two tri-tips. on the old Traeger, slow and low for like 4 hours. And
is it because we were talking about it on Friday and you just kind of
It could have been, and everyone was like, this is the best one you've done. It was buttery. Buttery, Dom. Just melted in your mouth. So well, I had a good weekend.
That's great.
Really good,
good for
weekend.
You, man. You had good experiences. Really and you know nice. Who else had good experiences? About 85,000 people. We want to do a shout out to all of the Mix 100 listeners who went to see Ed Sheeran at Mile High Stadium with its long rain and lightning delays.
He stuck it out.
Finally jumped on stage at about 10 o'clock, still played till after midnight, and everybody that I have heard, you know, posting updates just had the time of their lives. Set a record for most people ever at a Mile High Stadium concert with those 85,000.